Hello everyone. Welcome back to Eric and Sean's Reality Check.
I'm Eric.
And I am Sean.
God damn it, I hate us.
It is 4:42 on a Friday. Do you understand how good that is?
It's actually this Friday. Is the most relieving Friday I've ever had.
Seriously, man. This week at work it just dragged on. Like all
I took a sick day on Tuesday and it still dragged on. I don't know what was going on this week.
This week was, it was whack. It was whack.
It was so wild. Mm-hmm. Like the drive home today, there was a flipped truck with a trailer and it had tires on it. Like giant like tractor tires.
Yeah. It was just flipped over. Jeez. Wait, what was this?
I don't know. I was driving home from Marlboro in Massachusetts for those that are listening in.
Yeah,
Massachusetts fans would be like, woo! Marlboro! Marlboro sucks. So anyone who lives there, kill yourself.
Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, we need it.
Oh shit. Sean, you gotta edit that out. It's Massachusetts.
No. That's gonna stay in. It stays in because we're massholes.
No. Good facts.
Yes, very good facts. Oh, talking about facts, the fact of the day. Did you guys know that from 1814 to 1830?
Remember the thing about does it
can I say the fact of the day?
I'm sorry, I'm just making sure you're not messing this up. Does it like exit out?
Fucking shit. Yeah, I forgot. It might have exited out. No, actually, I don't think it did.
Oh, yeah, it didn't. Whoa, what the heck?
All right, so the fact of the day. So from 1814 to 1830, the flag of France was plain white.
Yeah, that's just like the surrender. White. Ooh.
Yeah, we'll just keep. So, yeah. So, it's kind of funny. Anywho, so yeah, it's kind of funny to think about that the flag of France, you know, it's white, and you know they don't like getting called that stuff. Anyways, sorry about this thing here, but
technical difficulties. I had to go do something, but I'm back now.
Anywho, so yeah, this week was pretty weird.
Honestly, I don't remember half of it.
Thinking about it now. Me neither.
I only remember Tuesday because I took off that day. It was really cold Tuesday.
Hey, somebody joined the thing live studio. How you doing, Jerqueen?
You should maybe just spell the rest of it out. I don't think that's an actual name word.
G-E-R-Q.
That's a J. You said G.
Oops, my fault. It is a Friday. Who cares?
Learn how to read.
No one knows how to read here.
That's a true fact.
Yeah, exactly. Anywho. So, yeah, yeah, this week was pretty boring. Like, actually, at work, so there's this machine called a baler, and it cuts up paper, right? And there was a guy who had a forklift, and he was trying to take these, like, huge, not rolls, but, like, these stacks of paper, and it fell over, and I had to pick it up. It took my whole day, basically.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want to know what happened yesterday? Yeah. I had a safety meeting.
How'd that go?
It was honestly all right. I didn't fall asleep through it, but you want to know why we had a safety meeting? Was there was these guys who didn't have permits to do what they were doing. They were painting with really toxic paint. This thing had like acetone in it.
Yep.
They were high as shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the guy, like some guy like came up to him. He's like, you can't be doing this. They're like, okay. And they're laughing about it. I was like, wow.
Jesus.
I wish I could have been doing that. But
oh, man, that's crazy.
But they're probably going to die now. So
Yeah. Watch. 3 more days in the hospital. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Oh my god.
So, I don't know if you guys have noticed anything, but Hong Kong is getting pretty lit.
Oh,
what is up with that?
Oh my god.
What is up
dude,
with that?
What's China, I don't know much about this, honestly.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither. I've been seeing it in the memes, you know?
The memes, Instagram. I've been like hearing Hong a lot Kong, about it, honestly.
What's going on over there? Like, I'm really confused.
What I just read, though, was that the college students or the protesters are making fortresses on their campuses, which is very interesting.
Wait,
honestly,
didn't this happen before though? Like I remember in history.
Oh
class,
no! Yeah, in China with the Chinese government like killing a bunch of Chinese students, and that one guy standing up to those tanks, like, no, you're not freaking passing them. They ran him over, and like that's a brutal way to go.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
He made his point though.
Yeah, did literally he pointed at them.
He's like, fuck you, you're not moving.
They're like, and you.
Oh, wow. This is going to be long. Yeah, we have no topics for this. We were supposed to, but this just didn't happen.
You know, because this week went by really slow, and I just wanted to sleep.
Let's talk about sleep now.
Let's talk about sleep.
Dude, I'm not getting enough sleep.
Why not? Yeah, tell me why you're not getting enough sleep.
Because they expect me to go to bed at 8 o'clock so I can wake up at 4. I don't want to go to bed at 8, or I don't want to wake up at 4. Mm-hmm. Both of these sides of the story is shitty.
Yeah, I'm like trying to go to bed earlier, which is not working out because, honestly, I want more time in my day. And I push it
until like 10. Well, you're 19, but I'm 18. We are legit still teenagers. We need shit in our day to do.
Yeah.
We don't go to bed early. This isn't, we're not supposed to be working right now.
Nope.
I feel like I'm 40.
I feel like I'm 5 years old in a 40-year-old body.
You kind of look 5, so that makes sense. Hey, young Cyber entered the live stream. That's pretty cool name. Or live studio.
Cool. How's your days, guys? Hopefully they're going good.
Fuck me.
You know, Jesus Christ. But yeah, I feel like just most in general, like teens aren't getting enough sleep.
Well, yeah, because like considering with like what time school starts, what time people go to bed, homework, and like homework and shit, like kids, students and teens, like they have shit to do. You can't just be like, you gotta wake up at 5 to go to school for 7. That's just not how life works. Got to change shit.
Yep.
I mean, that's why.
Oh, how about that? Talking about time and stuff. You know how they're thinking about switching the time zone thing or whatever. What is it called? You know how we like
The daylight saving time.
Yeah, you know how they're trying to like stop that or whatever.
It's about time. It's useless.
Yeah.
It just screws with the body because like right now it's the natural time. It's supposed to be 4:49, and then they switch it to 5:49. Like, why do we do that?
I don't know, man. That's how it is.
Like it's supposed to save power or whatever, but it saves like such a small amount of power now. Like it doesn't matter.
Yep. Does not matter.
Oh.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, where'd you hear that?
I was at work. Someone was talking about it.
Oh. I don't know.
But the thing is, I've also seen it in the news too.
Oh, I haven't seen it in the news, but I don't watch the news. Yeah. Or do anything with the news. That's probably the problem. Maybe I should watch the news.
I mean, some of it's annoying and some of it's like, oh cool. But other than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like
it really depends, man.
Oh yeah, like I was watching these actually yesterday. I was just like chilling in the chair. I was waiting for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And news was on, and it was about the school shooting that happened.
Oh my gosh, was
it California?
Something like that.
It was out west.
I think it was west. Yes,
that was out west or east. I don't know. I don't know my direction.
We're in the east. They're in the west. California is the west side.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, Matt, he's being sent over to California.
What he's a guy.
Station. He's in the Air Force. Yep.
Yeah, and like
Matt, if you're ever hearing this, we love you.
Fuck you, Matt.
Jesus Christ.
He's never gonna hear this. We already know that.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe one day he's gonna be like boop, in the guest calls.
And my face is gonna just brighten up. Yeah, that'll make my day. God, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the school shooting thing, like this random teen just like shot and killed 2 people, injured 3, and I was just like, holy shit.
He shot himself in the head and didn't kill himself.
I'm sorry. This isn't a laughing matter.
It's not a laughing matter, but
how are you that bad? How are you that bad? You can't even do that right.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to say that stuff, but at the same time it's like, you know,
that is no.
That's a big oof.
Yeah, so
I do feel bad for those kids.
Shut the fuck up.
No, think about it. Cuz remember Chicken Bee Camp. First day of school, us being back senior year.
Dude, that was a blast.
And a fake shooter.
Yeah.
Thing.
This girl reported a guy on the third floor in a trench coat with like an AK-47.
Something crazy.
And our shop went right to work. We were just like, we grabbed some pipes. We were in the back waiting for someone to come in.
We were waiting.
I had 2.
We're waiting. Yeah, but the thing is, just like being in that situation, thinking that someone's in the building that's not supposed to be, that's out to like hurt, you know,
it's honestly scary. I get it.
Because honestly, there's kids there that the rest of their lives, and someone that's literally there just to take that away from you is kind of crazy. For like no reason, too. Because there's some people who just do it for no reason.
Yeah.
And that's like, come on. It's crazy. It's crazy out there.
Like that, you remember a couple years ago when that kid did like the murder-suicide thing on my street?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was, I'm not going to talk about that, but that was a whole thing. I'm like,
mm-hmm. That was scary.
Especially for me,
mm-hmm.
on my street. I thought my sister like about to die. I was like, "Oh shit,
what's going on here? What's going on?"
I have to go to go from school to get home to this shit.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, talking about some crazy shit. Let me show you a picture. I'm sorry that I can't show you this, but guys, so there's a carpentry shop in my job place, and there were tracks of a raccoon in the building,
mm-hmm.
and they found it, and it's like this huge, it's like the size of a small dog, not a chihuahua, small dog. I'm talking
like a beagle, like
it's something big,
like a,
it's crazy. But let me show you the tracks here. It was
like a Jack Russell, like
something big,
like bigger like that. Yeah. Bigger than that.
It was crazy.
I'm trying to think of like,
cause I've seen a raccoon before. Like I remember walking to school one day to get on the bus, and there was a raccoon just going through the garbage. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and I'm like, what's up?
Were you like, brother?
I was like, brother, you have my soul. But yeah, dude, I was like, what the actual heck? Like, look at this.
Hey, we got another one. We got
some more people in here.
Those are big tracks.
That's what I'm saying. It was a big raccoon, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry you guys can't see that. That sucks. Yeah. We really need to get like a camera hooked up to this or whatever.
Yeah, one day. Yeah, definitely.
One day. Let me figure it out, honestly.
But man.
Yes.
I don't even know how the raccoon got in there. I mean, a huge facility.
Okay, so I have a video that I'm not going to show you, but like there's a raccoon. It's going into like a gutter system.
Oh, I've seen it. Yep.
And like those things just have a lot of fat and fur, so like they can just go into really tight places. So like maybe it got into like a vent or something.
Yeah, something, man. Dude, raccoons are like rogues in Dungeons and Dragons. Legit. I know my next character now.
I know mine. It's a ranger.
Oh, really?
It's going to be a really happy ranger.
Nice. I was even... I don't know. Because I really like the rogue class, but I think I might go to barbarian. Because that one's also fun. Just raging all the time. Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
It's just, I feel like barbarians are very, like, a simple class.
Yes, they are, but the thing is, you could do other stuff with them. You know, just because they're simple doesn't mean you can't, like, have fun with them or just not be simple, you know? Hello, guys. How are all you guys doing?
Yeah, we just kind of...
Yeah. All right, Bella.
Bella.
Belly. Bella.
Oh, she's the only one in.
She's gone.
Damn, all y'all are... All y'all are have better things to do probably in your life, honestly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Probably not being very entertaining.
Yeah, who cares? It's anything and everything. So you're going to get some good stuff, some bad stuff, and some all right
stuff. I mean, yeah, we were just talking about school shooters and...
Yeah. And we're a comedy thing, so that wasn't funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I muted the mic for that.
Yeah, but I still have my mic.
That's why you whisper. But at my work, I learned today that my HR lady can't have kids.
Why?
I have no idea. But the guy was that told, like, said it was just, like, talking about it. I just overheard it. I was like, what the fuck? And, like, he was like, yeah, don't mention that around her or she'll cry. I was
my gosh.
Tell that to the wrong person. They'll make her cry.
Exactly. Some people just need to, you know.
And nobody actually likes her anyways.
Oh.
So, I guess. Yeah.
Even better. Wow. That's good, right? No. Man. Oh, snow.
What about it?
It's coming, man.
I'm ready for it, honestly. I guess I'd rather it snow, like, not anymore, though. We're working now, so I don't really want to shovel or snowblow.
Hey, guess what? You probably are.
Yeah.
Like, most likely.
I really want to be lazy for the rest of my life and never do anything.
Oh, jeez. That reminds me of someone in your family.
Me?
No.
Who?
Someone else. You were talking about it the other week.
I don't know.
Catherine.
Yeah, because it's lazy.
Sorry, Catherine. I just overheard.
No, Catherine, you deserve this.
Oh, jeez. Man, oh, man.
Who's that?
It's a person.
Hey, Polo. Or this.
More people. Oh, never mind.
Is that like a name or is it just symbols?
It's symbols, man.
No, I think that's a name.
Yeah, it might be a name.
Can you say your name in English?
He's like,
I don't know. I'd be like, ouch. I don't mean to be offensive with that statement. Are you? They're probably. Oh, no, they're still here. Listening. Nope. Oh, fuck you.
Okay. Man, all right. Let's look up some cool things here. Man.
No, this is going to be a dry one. We really need a comment topics.
Yeah. I mean,
where's Brock at?
Yeah, where's Brock at? Brock. I miss you, man. We need you in here.
Yeah, my Nicole was actually like, she wants Brock to come back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sweet. Hey, Brock, if you're out there and you're hearing this, man, and I need you, and I miss you. Oh, geez. So, what are the new movies that are coming out? The new Sonic design.
What I was going to talk about. Yes. Oh, my God. It's actually good. Bravo to them.
Whoever did the new design for the Sonic War, it might have been the same person. Might not have been. But just good job. You fixed it.
Yeah, they did. They got it down.
Yep. To, like, the teeth. How do you...
How do you even mess it up that bad?
No. The thing is, when you put something out, right, and, like, the world just goes at it and destroys you, and then you come back and you just, like, resolve it, that's...
I just feel like that guy was fired for not designing it well.
Maybe he was told to make it like that. And when he was like, nah, fam, but they're like, no, make it like that.
I hope his boss was fired then. Someone better have gotten fired for that.
Everybody got fired because of the first design of Sonic. But hey, it doesn't matter because the movie wasn't even out. It was just a preview.
Enter the live stream.
That's funny. Yeah,
enter. I don't know if that's actually a person, but
enter the live studio. But yeah, I have to give people props. They did a good job on the new Sonic design. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a new SpongeBob movie coming out.
Actually, I did see that last night. I thought it was going to be well done at least. I didn't
feel like any SpongeBob movie.
I didn't see the last one.
The one with the superhero thing?
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I think I've seen part of it, and it's all right. It's not bad. But I only saw, like, maybe 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I just haven't had time to sit down.
I just thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
When SpongeBob was little and he found Gary, I thought that was adorable.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. That's going to make my heart. Keanu Reeves is in it.
I know.
Yo, my man Keanu Reeves. What the heck? First, he's, like, doing all these things. Then he's in SpongeBob. Then he's in Cyberpunk. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait for
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, it's – so let me just tell you a little bit about Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk is, like – man, I don't even know. It was a role-playing game, like Dungeons & Dragons, right? Back in the day. And now it's becoming a video game, which is pretty sweet because I can't wait to play it. It's like a – Do you know what Judge Dredd, the movie? No?
All right.
So it's basically, like, based in a futuristic time zone. And it, like, you know, it looks like a kind of, like, New York type of theme. Where, it's like, everything's, like, close and there's, like, huge towers. But there's people that have, like, cybernetic stuff. And there's, like, tons of different classes. But it's pretty sweet. And there's, like, I just can't really explain it. But if you ever get the chance to watch a Cyberpunk trailer or anything... It's pretty sweet. I can't wait for it. And Keanu Reeves is in it as, like, a superstar or something like that. Because there's, like, a class that's a superstar. It's pretty sweet. I can't wait for it. Other than that game and Doom. Doom Eternal. The other one.
There was a game I just downloaded. I think it's, like, some Sherlock Holmes game.
Uh-huh.
It actually looks pretty interesting. I haven't, like, gotten to play it at all. Yeah. But
do you know what it's called? Off the top of your head?
I just know it has Sherlock's home. It's like Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll look it up later. But.
Yeah. What is it? Because there's a... Actually, on the PS Store right now, they have Outlast 2 and... I forgot what the other one is.
Outlast. That's a game and a half.
Outlast 2 is out free on PSN if you guys have that. But yeah, I can't wait to sit down and play that one. That one, I wish they released it a little bit earlier so I could play it on Halloween, you know, something spooky type of thing. That would have been cool.
I still haven't finished Evil Within.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh, the first one? You're playing it again?
Well, I was playing it because it was Halloween, I was just like, yeah, I'm working now. I don't have time to do that.
Yeah, work.
I got an adult.
Mm-hmm. I've been playing a little bit more Destiny. It's weird because I remember, last year or just before I got back into it, I just hated it. I really hated
Destiny 2 or the first one?
Two. Yeah, because when it first came out, I played it and it was good. Then I don't know what it was. It didn't hold up. And I was like, dude, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I still haven't bought any of the DLCs. I probably still won't because I just don't want to waste money.
I'm not going to.
Yeah. It's good, though. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that game is it's all right.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
Me neither, but it's like, I have no other game. I mean, Dishonored I've been playing, but I just
uninstalled Dishonored because I know I'm never going to touch that game.
Really?
Yeah, I hate that game, but it's so hard on the Xbox to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, because on the PS4, I go. That game, I just love thinking about, all right, how am I going to take out the enemies? How am I going to, you know, make sure that I take this guy as a hostage or save this person or, you know, where's the...
hostage.
Yeah, sometimes you can take people as hostage.
Yeah, I know nothing about the game, and it's probably going to stay that way.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I can't wait to finally just finish it so I can get the second one and play it because it's just an enjoyable game. I think I actually might, before buying the second one, play through it again because there's things that I definitely missed. And that's the best part of a game, when you can actually get into it and you find the things that you missed in it on your first playthrough or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, that's enjoyable. And that's what I like about games. Just
I am a single-player type of person. Mm-hmm. I don't like multiplayer, really.
Mm-hmm.
I got into Call of Duty for, a little bit. A couple years, maybe.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah.
I had only Steven as a friend.
Yeah. I still like the Call of Duties and just first-person shooters multiplayer-wise. Just, I'm starting to, get back into the single-player vibe. But other than that, I still don't mind it. Because Destiny right now, that's what I've been playing for, mostly multiplayer.
Yeah.
I don't know if any... I mean, a new Call of Duty just dropped. It looks good, but I don't know if I want to buy it just yet. I'm still waiting. That's the thing.
I don't want to spend my money on it. Mm-hmm. For one... because I'm trying to get away from Xbox.
Yeah,
I feel like I want to become more of PC, and that's why I need a laptop.
Yeah.
Because I want to buy things on there.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 4 is coming out. Yeah. Oh, my God. I am so excited for that game.
Yeah. What was it? There was something else.
Backtrack, shush.
There you go.
Clapping for Diablo 4.
Wow.
I love that.
Yep.
Continue.
There was something else. Wasn't there something that came out this week? Death Stranding?
I don't know.
It's like one of the weird games. The one with the baby?
Baby?
Yeah, it's weird.
I have no idea.
I think it might have came out this week. I haven't seen much because I've always was confused about the trailers and stuff. But there was one trailer where it made kind of sense of what the topic was going to be about the game. But I just haven't really... did anything about it, but honestly, depending on the reviews, I might just get it just because it's single player and it has a story. And if it's a good story, it might be worth, you know, trying it out.
I should take a look at that because it's single player, and then I was just like, oh, this actually might be interesting.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if it was.
Do you know the guy from The Walking Dead, the one with crossbow?
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl. He's the main character you play.
It's a Walking Dead thing.
No. It's he's just he's the protagonist, not from Walking Dead, but he's the character, the actor for the character.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
You should have led with that. Speaking of The Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize there were so many seasons of it. So I walked in on my dad watching it, mm-hmm. and there was this little girl.
Which one?
And she's about 10, yeah. and it's Rick's daughter. And I was just like, holy crap. Yeah, she's all grown up now. And I'm just like, wow. literally get wow.
Yeah, get the wow.
That's not wow.
That's sad.
Whoa, grew up. Wow, I love it. I don't know.
That is a good show.
You know, after Negan was like a thing, I was kind of just like,
Yeah.
It's like the same thing every time. There's a bad guy. Yeah. They defeat him. Somebody dies.
Many people die. Some people die. Nobody dies. Something happens. But yeah, it's right now what I'm watching is Breaking Bad. That I'm on season 3. I didn't even know. I thought I was still on season
3. How is that show?
It is good. It is actually good because it's like kind of like real life. It's you have there's a family side of it. There's a kid who what's it called? His family's trying to like I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like real life of a person who's keeping a secret from
everyone.
Yeah, and it's just like there's personal problems. There's people that are just really crazy out there. It's like reality TV kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's good. And then there's these scenes where they're showing you how they're making the crystal meth, and it's like really scientific. Not really scientific.
Well, I mean, it's chemistry. It's just basic chemistry.
Oh my god, that's a line from the show. It's just basic chemistry. But yeah, it's pretty...
I did see a clip from that. It was like this guy like dissolved something in a bathtub.
Oh yeah, a dead body.
Yeah. And it melted through the bathtub.
Yep.
Because you got to do it in tubs.
You got to do it in what's it called? Plastic.
Tub.
Yeah, plastic thing. Yeah.
Plastic tub.
Yeah.
Like I have a bunch in my garage.
Yeah. You can't do it in that because it just dissolves it. That's some pretty cool stuff. I really like how the show, like, is smart about that stuff.
Yeah, I haven't really found. Oh, well, that's actually a lie. Lucifer. I watched that a lot.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
It's pretty good. It's comical.
Oh, nice, sweet. Yeah,
but it's got like it's dramatic comedy.
Oh,
and it's funny to laugh at the dramatic parts. It is.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That is pretty sweet. Oh, talking about that, actually, I remember one of the topics. So you know how we were watching like all the Netflix and stuff, and there's Hulu and all these other things like Amazon Prime and the Disney Plus.
Disney just came out. Yes, yeah, exactly. I heard about that.
So cable. Why do we need it right now?
Dude, I'm getting rid of it.
The thing is, we need cable for the Wi-Fi type of thing. Or was it that?
No.
It was something that...
You don't need cable for Wi-Fi.
What the fuck was it? Oh, that's what it was. My dad, the only reason why we have cable, I think, is because my dad watches sports. And you can't really watch sports on the other stuff that we have.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not getting...
This whole time.
Damn it. How did that even happen?
Nice.
I'm sorry for everyone who can't hear me.
I don't know if that was muted or if you just did that right now.
I don't know. Well, they probably can hear me through yours, kind of, sort of.
Sort of, hopefully. But yeah.
Otherwise, then we just have to scratch this whole thing and re-talk about it.
I'm not going to do that. We're 28 minutes in.
Just end it.
And restart. No. But yeah. Disney Plus just came out, and their shows are on there. The Star Wars.
I think they're just gonna take off all their stuff from all other like sources, and just like you have to pay extra for our stuff now.
Monopoly.
Literally monopoly.
Yep. That's crazy how much they own.
I actually I was gonna talk about this, but I'm gonna talk about it.
Go ahead, right now. Yeah.
So there was this guy who like hacked into. Like the wiring at like some town for like the lights.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
And like he got arrested for it. Mm-hmm. But like he had gotten arrested previously for doing something else.
Yeah.
And like he was trying to save lives because the lights were like killing people for some reason. I don't know. It was like there was like a delay or something. Mm-hmm. And like it would be like green for someone. And then, like, going yellow for someone else.
Oh, no.
So there would be, like, accidents or whatever. I don't know. That's probably not exactly true. I don't remember fully on what it is. I don't remember what it was.
That is crazy.
And, like, I actually don't even know how true this is.
Yep.
It was just something I read.
Yep.
And the guy, after he got out, made, like, a video or something. And then, like, it got taken down. Like, there was cameras like put in his house by like the FBI or whatever. Like people were trying to kill him. Like that's I was insane. Like, this seems kind of far fetched, but like it could be real because
that's a nice,
the world is
yeah,
it's
kind of crazy out there.
The world is crazy.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
I didn't have a Veterans Day off.
Neither did I.
Yeah, I got 2 days off for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and the day after.
I wish I had the day after Thanksgiving.
Which is pretty cool. Actually, let's see the calendar. Because
I think
how is that going to benefit me, you know?
I think I actually hit it when I moved my mic, the mute button.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
I just did it again.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure you're good. You're good.
Now I just have Thanksgiving off.
Sweet. I get a look at
it's this. It's a Thursday and a Friday.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? It's always a Thursday and a Friday.
Keep on forgetting, man. Things just keep happening and happening.
Dude, I thought this job site I'm at was gonna take forever. I mean it is taking forever, but I'm already the second week in. Like the first week is always the toughest.
Yep.
And then you get used to it.
Yeah. Same old
thing. And I've had 2 days off, which honestly feels so far away.
Oh yeah.
Like last week I was at I went to a concert Tuesday night.
That just reminded me of what. Oh yeah, Tuesday night. How was the concert? Was it good?
The concert was actually pretty good.
That's good. Who was it?
It was We the Kings, State Camps, and Simple Plan. Honestly, I didn't realize how much of many songs I knew by Simple Plan until I went to go see them. And I was like, wow, I really like them.
Yeah.
Then I went to go download a lot of their songs on Spotify.
Isn't that just how it is?
That's just how it is. And the We the Kings I've always enjoyed.
Yeah.
They've always been a fantastic band.
Mm-hmm.
We are not mentioning them because they're sponsoring us. No one's sponsoring us because we're losers.
Yeah. Imagine we got sponsored. Oh, they're so cool.
Yeah, probably not gonna happen.
Yeah, you never know. Oh, but yeah.
Well, I think we could change how we said we're comedy. I think we should change that.
So just like a talk show?
Yeah.
That makes sense because there's like nothing comedic about like right now. There's like nothing really.
Like, yeah, like I mean like. I feel like watching us is more comedic than actually listening to us.
That's probably really true. And for those who actually know us personally,
they would probably
agree with us right now.
Yeah, because Nicole will she actually listened to the last one and she said it was funny and some of the stuff we said was politically incorrect.
Oh,
which I'm not surprised, but politically correct.
Whatever.
Boo to that.
Yeah, this is a show where we could be whatever we want because it's anything and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Man, oh man.
Yeah, I really think we can do this right though. Yeah. Do this whole podcast thing right.
I think
we just got to get those stupid topics down.
Yeah. I was asking my dad, hey, do you have any topics I should talk about? Like, well, I don't know you guys, so you have to like. Yeah.
He knows you though.
Yeah, but he needs to know us because it would be like a one side conversation. You know what I mean? Like I'll be talking to you, be like, hey, blah 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 blah. He'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going, yep.
See, that's
that I mean he still could have given his input.
Yeah. But I think my dad was like, yeah, I don't know.
He's a guy, he doesn't know anything.
Oh man. Man, oh man.
It's very dry tonight. Not a lot of people.
No. Brock, where are you, man?
Brock, we miss you.
Make it better. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Brock was just giving us input.
Yeah. That was nice. But hey, we gotta keep rolling.
Yeah. Brock is last week. We gotta find a new Brock.
Yeah. We're gonna have to put him on the plaque somewhere.
Dude, we're going to Boston tonight.
Yeah.
We are leaving at 1:00 in the morning to go to Boston.
Decision ever? I think not.
It should be like an impulsive decision, even though we've planned this out.
Yeah.
But it's kind of impulsive because we're going after D&D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no traffic, so I'm like, that's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
that's good.
Hopefully, it's a straight shot.
I have the address, so yeah, we're just gonna hop on the 90 and go.
It's gonna be pretty sweet, man.
Well, this was a fun week, man. I have to say.
Yeah,
even though it was like even though it was crazy, we got through it and we're still alive. We still have our lives.
I almost died today.
Oh, tell me about that.
Twice today.
Jeez. All right.
So I was carrying plywood with somebody, mm-hmm. and we went up this like metal ramp, and then we were going down it, and I was trying to readjust my footing, and you know how your ankle just bends?
Oh yeah.
And I did that, and I almost like fell face first into the plywood and just slid down it.
Damn.
I caught myself though. Yeah. I was like the railing. I was just like put it under my armpit, and I was like, "It's all good." Second time, I was driving home today.
Oh no!
This was after the whole truck incident.
Yep, yep.
After I saw the third police car of the day.
Yep.
I fell asleep while driving.
Are you serious?
I'm not. Eric, I am serious. It's terrible. I know. It was for a split second. Yeah. I woke up and I was just like, "I'm off the road." when
don't we know this guy?
I don't know.
We definitely do.
I don't know.
My mic.
Yeah, but I just like was like off the road. I was like, yeah, I need to get back on the road.
Yeah, you need to be careful with that, man.
Yeah,
that is some scary stuff. You see it all the time on the news. People falling asleep behind the wheel. It's legit. They die, and they might kill other people too. You got to be careful with that, man.
Yeah, I know. And like, I drank a Monster today because I was like, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It didn't fucking help. So I don't know what to do. I can't even go to bed early because I have class.
Yeah.
Fucking class. That's a whole other thing. Oh, yeah. So
dude. I gained weight. I'm 122 now.
What, did you gain like an ounce?
No, I gained 7 pounds.
Nice. 7 pounds. I think I've lost a couple pounds.
Nice.
From the 20 I gained over the summer.
Yep. Dude. Sweet. Yup.
These fuckers.
Andrew Lee. That's okay. Hey, we got 11 people.
That have tuned in for like probably 2 seconds.
Hey, every second counts, man.
Every second counts. I'm just a bit salty tonight. It's okay. I'm tired.
Yeah. Maybe we have to be awake for a podcast. Because you know how like we watch. Oh, yeah. Biggest fans out there for podcasts for me is Bax and O'Brien on Rock 102.
Never really listened to Bax and O'Brien.
Really?
No.
Only like during the summer when you were with us for the job? Dude, I every day, I wake up in the morning, get my car ready, warm it up. Because now as the weather's getting
colder. Dude, in the morning, I just go. I don't even warm my car up. I just go. I get my jacket, my sweatshirt. I'm wearing long johns now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not me. I just got
outside. Well, I'm like outside.
Yeah. I'm mainly inside, but.
Because like this week I had to wear long johns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
One day I didn't wear them. I was outside. I'm on the roof.
Ah, even worse.
So my legs were cold. My hand, oh my God, I couldn't even feel my hands that day.
That was crazy.
I was laying out measurements. I wasn't even doing. Better. I wasn't even doing anything important.
Yeah.
I mean, it is important. Yeah, but it's not like I was taking out pipe or anything or putting it in.
Yeah, man. Especially on the roof. As you get higher, the weather gets colder.
Explain that to me. How heat rises, right?
How, to a point.
Yeah, but like.
To a point.
What point?
With a heat source. With a heat source. Think about it with the house.
Actually, there's 7 billion humans on the world, on the earth. How is there not enough heat to go to the top of a mountain and warm it up?
Because we're not a lot.
What do you mean? We're like cancer to the earth. That is a lot.
Not enough to kill the earth yet.
Come on, start pumping shit out.
Oh my God. Look at India right now. Actually, no. Who's taking over the race of that? You know how there's like a...
China?
Is it China that's... what's it called? Growing?
I don't know. People? It's China and India have been going back forever.
Yeah, they've been doing it, man.
China's a whack.
Lay place. Off the weed.
Have you ever... Abstinence is not the answer.
Oh my God. Yeah, they have some crazy people over there too. Just the cultural difference between like people.
It's so different.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just to think about that, because when we're here and like you just see lots of cultures, yet when you go over there, it's just like one big thing. Maybe I don't know, because I've never been over there, but when I see it on TV, that's the thing. Like, it's TV though. I can't really say my opinion on that. But just like seeing it, it's like boom, whoa. But the thing is, people over there, they do things differently from us. I heard that.
I mean, like either... we kind of do whatever we want, air quotes around that. Yeah. But like we kind of do that. Everyone at not everywhere else, but like a lot of other places are like kind of restricted on what they can do.
Yeah,
like especially with China because. Their government is corrupted as shit. But.
I heard that in China, people can't eat. Like, you know how when you go outside and they're, like, walking, like, if you buy food, they wrap it up and they bring it home. Or somewhere where they
Yeah, that's just down. A culture thing.
Yeah, like, exactly. We don't, just, like, at a carnival and stuff, like, here.
Yeah, you have to, like, eat and, like, walk and do whatever.
You just can't do that over there. It's, like, looked down upon. It's crazy. Yeah, and they also people's hair, like girls' hair, they have to have like a certain.
In Korea, there's like 12 different types of hairstyles for both genders in North Korea.
That's crazy, man.
Like, and that's it. Like, you have to pick from one of those hairstyles. Otherwise, you're like, I don't know, arrested or something. Like,
that's insane. Think about.
Yeah.
But hey, that's just how they roll, man. That's just how they
roll. In Japan, if you have like tattoos and like you try to go to a bathhouse, they won't let you in because they think you're part of a gang.
That kind of makes sense.
And, like, it makes sense. Yeah, I don't know if it's Japan. Don't quote me on that, but.
Yeah, but that kind of does make sense.
Yeah.
Because over there, there's gangs everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere and anywhere, there's gangs, but it makes sense.
I'd join a gang.
Really? Why would you join a gang? Tell me why you'd join a gang.
Just to see what it's like. Honestly, like, just learning how, like, they operate and, like, why.
I'd rather join a mafia.
Ooh, you beat me on that one. I would join a mafia.
Yeah. I don't think I would want... I don't know.
I mean, like, maybe, like, joining both, like, at separate times. Like, seeing, like, the comparable differences.
Why are you joining my gang? You know, just to see what it's like. Just imagine.
That would literally be my excuse. Oh, I'd be like, I want to know what it's like to be in a gang.
Like, well, welcome to the club.
Aaron actually told me something about that. So, like, gang members will actually, like... drive with their headlights off and like a car who flashes them like shines their lights at them, they'll turn around and follow them and like I don't know, either kidnap them or just beat the crap out of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like I'm like, why
just
they just they don't want you to die. Like that's like the whole thing. Like they want you to that's like it.
Must be like a gang initiation. You know how like people start from the lowest, like, hey, if you're gonna join the gang, you gotta do stuff, you know?
Well, like like it's just like some random person that they just start following. Like
yeah, what? Man, that's just how it is. I mean, like I've seen like shows where they for like new people that join a gang, they have to like kill somebody or steal something or something like that, which is crazy, but that just shows them that they wanna do this type of thing. And it's crazy. There's people who actually die from like gang initiations. It's crazy stuff, man. It's crazy.
I don't know. That's wild.
It like, is wild.
Just go kill this guy. Like, wait, what? Like, I don't want to. You got to do it if you want to be in the gang. Otherwise, you die. And you're like, oh, whoa.
Wait a minute. I really like my life. I'm going to kill this guy. You see, that's how it happens. It's just how.
Yeah, that's probably exactly how it goes down. Yeah.
Think about it. If they're going to kill you, if they threaten to kill you, is your life more important than the other guy who you have to kill? Think about that.
Dude, he's probably someone you don't even know. But, like, exactly. Does he have a family?
That's the head.
Is it moral to kill someone to kill yourself? Like,
it's all head games, man.
It's all head games.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what it's like. Scary head games, though.
That's like over-the-top head games. Mm-hmm. I wonder what head games they play in the military. Like, is it just, like, mentally beating you down or, like...
I think it's mentally breaking you to build you up to their standards.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it has to be. Because
you should ask Matt.
Yeah, Matt would definitely
know. Well, yeah, you just went through it.
Yeah, but that's what I've heard. They break you down and they build you up to their standards. Because you have to follow their rules, and they want to make sure that you can follow those rules. Because if you can't, then why are you even there?
That's a fair point. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think I can, like, I could definitely go through boot training for the mental part. I can't do physical.
I could definitely do...
Not right now, excuse me.
If you put me in it, the thing is, I need to want to do it. I can't just be like, all right, I'm going to do this and, you know, oh, never mind.
Exactly.
Thing is, that's what I'm interested in the military, and I just got to make sure that
it's actually body and
healthy-wise, healthy wise, I can do it. Because if my body can't do it, they're not gonna just like, oh yeah, you can still join. Like that's, I have to make sure that my body's healthy and just like prepared. Because I'm not gonna try to go win and I can't do it.
Like, hey guys, yeah, I can't even run like a quarter of a mile.
Yeah. I have to be able to. I don't want to do something that I'm not able to do. You know, I want to be prepared for it, and I feel like that's what they want you to do. Just be prepared, so when you do join, you're good for it. You know, you're not just gonna like.
I wish I had like I have the time to probably go to the gym, but like mentally right now, I just don't.
I've been going to the gym. I've been trying to go to the gym every day after work. Like, so what I do is I have breakfast, but what I do is I have lunch at my work, right?
Yeah.
And then I have another meal when I go home, and then I go to the gym. And from there, that's just how it works. And then I have dinner after the gym, and then I take a shower, then repeat the cycle where I go to work, lunch, lunch, dinner, sleep, work. It's just repetitive, but hey, it's just what it is,
I don't like being repetitive. And like right now going to Marlboro, it's very repetitive because I have to drive 2 hours a day to get from there to home. And rough.
I feel like that, it just like in life in general, sometimes things are just going to be repetitive and you have to have the mentality that you just got to deal with it and just push through it. Cause once you push through it, then there's going to be other things that are repetitive.
I think like subconsciously I learned that Tuesday because these last 3 days went by really fast.
Yeah.
But they also went by kind of slow because
same for me.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. And also at work I'm training somebody now. And I always thought to myself that I would love to train somebody, and I figured out I'm more independent and I could do a lot more things by myself rather than someone. But the thing is, I know in my head that I got to change that. I got to be able to be like just to be a leader or something like that, just to be able to work with people. I got to, take a step down and be like, all right, even though I know I can work faster independently, I need to teach this guy so he's able to do the job.
Yeah. You have to just think as a leader standpoint. Yeah. I was taught that in Boy Scouts, basically. Mm-hmm. You guys, people are probably like, oh my God, a Boy Scout. Oh my God.
Life experience is more to talk about the podcast stuff.
Yeah. Boy Scouts was a huge life changer for me for the single reason of, it taught me so much. Like I learned how to be a leader. I led like 40 kids a weekend at one point.
Yeah.
Like that's huge for just one person. Sure. Yeah. I had an assistant, but like I had to keep track of everything, what people were doing, make sure everyone was on task. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone was on task. So I didn't really have much to do, but I had to plan a lot of stuff. Yeah. I had to give people information. I was being passed down information. I had to relay that information. Mm-hmm. I had to tell people things. Like, it's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And in shop, I think I displayed that for senior year of high school.
Yeah.
Taking initiative and leading, either if it was you, mostly you, and sometimes Hafler.
Yeah.
Complete a job.
I was going to say, I think Hafler's doing pretty good there for us.
I don't really care, honestly. He's going to do his own thing.
Everyone's doing their own thing.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I'm not worried. If he got his shit together and
he's... They're going to teach him that. That's the thing.
He's got to get his shit together if he's going to stay in the Air Force or wherever he's in the Air Force, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so... Jesus.
Yeah, it's just what it is, man. Just what it is. But yeah, it's...
I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was.
Whoop-de-doo.
I hate that.
Yeah, I feel that. Especially at work. You know, at work, there was this thing where, like, I have a huge area, and I have to keep track of all the stuff in the areas and stuff. And sometimes I'll forget about things. I'm like, shoot, what was I going to do? And then I have to go back, figure it all out. But it can just be annoying because it's such a huge area. And this guy that I'm training, he's only there till 12 o'clock, and I'm there till 3. So there's still, a couple more hours that I got to keep a track of stuff, which is pretty sweet because after 12, I feel like I have more sense of what's going on around it. And I know what I can take care of and what not to take care of and leave later. But yeah, other than
You work till 3?
Mm-hmm.
So do you go to work for 6:30?
No, 7:00, 7:00 to 3:00. What?
I work. Normally I would work 7 to 3:30.
Why?
Because of lunch.
No. 7 to 3.
What the hell? This is rigged.
Yep. Rigged your roni.
I'm definitely. Oh, that's a nice picture you got there.
Yeah, that's. I want to make a. What's it called? A thing for us? Like a
symbol. Oh, like an artistic like thing?
Just something, you know? Just something for a reality check. Oh, pretty cool.
Dude, I could probably pay someone to do that.
Who?
I know some people.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely.
Fiverr.
What?
Someone type Fiverr in.
Yo, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Fiverr. He's from New Windsor. Oh, that's cool. We're from Google it. Uh
oh. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
This is good. Here we go. Let's figure out what Fiverr is.
Fiverr.
Oh, it's not like that. He says LOL, not like that. All right. Thank you, man.
Fiverr.com. Yeah. Oh, it's a.
I feel like one day someone's going to just be like, hey,
freelance services for your business.
Ooh. Thank you. That definitely will come in.
That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like
one day someone's just going to come in here and just like, hey, look this up. And be like, okay. We're looking up and we're like, oh my God, I'm scarred for life now. My eyes.
Yeah. It was like the first time someone told me what Rule 34 was.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
No.
My artwork for a vendor from there. Oh, sweet.
Huh. Thank cool. you. Thanks.
We'll definitely have to look at that.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're
good job, man. Put that clapping thing right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
there's the crappy clapping sound effect.
Yeah. But geez, man, that's just.
Yeah, I didn't even honestly think about doing the whole artist thing.
I feel like I haven't definitely
like, helped. I guess I haven't even like put it together that like email for both of us to use.
Oh yeah.
I was like supposed to do that, and then I was just like.
Yeah, man. That, hey.
Because it's like 8 o'clock, and I'm just like, crap.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know what? I rearranged my room. I rearranged it. I have more space.
Dude, I haven't seen your room in like a year.
Yeah, I know, but I rearranged it. Now my bed's in front of my TV, so I could just like lay down. And I don't have to like look at the side because my bed was like this, and the TV was.
So it was in like the far right corner.
Yep,
and it was
and the TV was on the far.
It was on the like the left like wall.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, it was definitely like that, and it just was like. So hard, not hard, but I was just like, ah.
Everything looks like a weird. At that
yeah,
angle.
Like it's just slanted.
And you're
now I moved everything that was in front of me. I'm like, ah, pretty sweet.
It's not very healthy though for you.
Why?
I don't know. It's something about my mom. What my mom said, like walking like TV in bed is just very bad for you or whatever. I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
I think it's it has something to do with like how you just like. Just want to watch TV or whatever all the time because it's like right there and you're just I don't know.
I guess so, but I have like other things in my room.
I don't know. It's like some mental thing probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how people work. They just get it so used. Actually, talking about that. So last night before I went to sleep, I was like, not paranoid, but I was like, something's off. I was like, why is there something off? I couldn't fall asleep because of it.
Yesterday was an off day. I woke up at 12:34 and like midnight. I have no idea. I just woke up. Looked at my phone. I was expecting it to be like 2 o'clock. It just wasn't. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's weird.
And then I went back to bed. And then I woke up. My stomach was killing me.
Bruh. The thing that was making me feel that way is that I have like this, it's kind of like not an AC or a heat or anything, but it like
dehumidifier.
No, it's like something else, air purifier. And it just like, you know, sucks in all that dust and crap in the air.
Dude, I need one of those.
And it's pretty sweet. And it wasn't on, and I couldn't fall asleep. And I was like, "What the heck? Why can't I fall asleep?"
Oh.
I turned it on, and immediately it was making noise. And I was like,
"It's that white noise."
Yeah, the white noise. Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't turn my fan on. Like I don't know, it was my ceiling fan. It was mm-hmm. like a couple weeks ago. I just didn't turn it on.
Yeah.
And I was like, "It's so quiet."
Yeah.
And like,
it's so weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's like I can't fall asleep without it.
Yeah,
it's so weird. And I feel like that's a bad thing. Because what happens if, like, you know, I'm not at home this weekend? I'm not going to be at home. Is there going to be something with my noise? Probably not.
I'm going to have music on while I sleep. I always sleep with music on. like, I genuinely, I can't. Really? I've trained myself so much that I just can't sleep without music on. I sleep with thunderstorm noise on.
Oh.
Or like random piano noises.
I can fall asleep to, depending on like, there's this video on YouTube that's just like, you know, little drain, water.
Oh yeah, like the water droplets or like fire crackling, like
and thunder in the background or something like that. There's only one video that I can listen to, and it's like 10 hours, and it's pretty sweet. I'll just like put it on sometimes, and I'm gone.
There was an app.
Yes, there is an app. Yeah.
No, I don't know what app this is now, but like there was an app way back when. Mm-hmm. It had the best thunderstorm sounds ever.
Yeah.
My sister showed it to me, and I was just like, whoa.
That's pretty
sweet. This is great.
Yeah, man.
I loved it. I don't know.
There's just like certain things that sounds. I can hear. Yeah, sounds that I can listen to that will make me fall asleep. And there's just some that will just keep me up.
Any fan, I'll pass out.
Really, a fan?
Yeah, a fan.
Yeah.
Fans?
Yeah, I feel that too, yeah. It depends
It really depends. If it's not like a loud fan, if it's just like one of those window fans on like a low setting, like it's so soothing and soft, blah, 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 you fall asleep.
There's some thunder, like, claps and whatever and, like, lightning things, my bobs, that just won't work for me. And I'm like, bro, what the hell? I can't fall asleep now.
There's just this one video
on YouTube that I can listen to.
Like, loud claps of thunder.
And I'm just like, shut up, please.
You know what I really like listening to? Wind.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it was really windy, like, just one night this week. Mm-hmm. I could hear it.
It's only natural wind, though. Yeah. I can't listen to YouTube wind or whatever. Like, wind from just outside, and it's, like, hitting the house or whatever, that will knock me out. That will knock me out.
I don't know what it is about it. It's soothing. Like,
and I'm like, this is gone. I'm gone, man. I am out. Oh, man.
I think it was yesterday. I, like, passed out at work for, like, my lunch break after I ate. Mm-hmm. I think I woke myself up from snoring.
Really?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's a weird feeling.
Are people around you? Oh, no, wait. You're in your car,
right? I'm in my car.
Yeah. All right.
Because so, like, I'll just, like, put on some, like, soothing music, and then, like, I will woke myself up from, like, snoring. I don't know what it was. I just woke up abruptly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But, yeah. It was crazy stuff out there.
I miss sleeping, honestly. Hey, don't touch my feet.
Dude, your foot was weird. Man. What the flip?
I'm like, trying to be comfortable, and you're touching my feet.
Nah, sorry. Sorry, man. I don't want me to touch your foot.
Touching foot. No, don't touch my foot.
Man. Yeah.
That was probably
a great week, man.
What? You've said that like 7 times.
Because, man, it was a great week. It was really nice. I got
Tuesday was the best part of this week, besides like right now and
actually
tonight. Tonight's gonna be wild. Like
hell.
D&D, then we're just leaving. Yeah. I have to pack, by the way.
I already packed, so.
Well, obviously, but like I haven't, because when I got home today, I took a nap.
I packed last night, like late after I took a shower and everything. I was like, all right, well, I'm not gonna do this tomorrow, so I'm gonna do it now. Just, that's how it was. I'm like, this
dude,
is how it's
I didn't think about packing all week.
Yeah, I just had to do it. All right. Well, I think the time has come to where we're going to say goodbye real soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Don't fret, guys. Next week on Friday at around 4:30, we'll be back.
Anyways, but yeah, if you want to follow us, because we will be doing this weekly.
Weekly, every Friday.
Not monthly. Not monthly. Daily.
Definitely not daily.
Definitely not daily.
But I don't think we can meet up every day.
Yeah. But yeah, if you would like to follow us, we'll be doing this every Friday. But thank you for tuning in, and I hope all of you have a great day. Hopefully you get rich. Hopefully you just have a blast. Stay safe out there, because, you know, it's getting really crazy out there, man. Really crazy. But
that's
stay
for sure.
Safe. I love you guys. It's your boy.
Nope, we don't love them.
Skinny. All right, guys, that's Reality Check for this week.
Skinny and
See you next week.
Skinny and thicky. That's fucking